This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. America to provide coronavirus vaccines to Nepal under COVAX facility. Prime Minister Oli expresses gratitude. Health and Population Ministry confirms 10 cases of black fungus. One person dies of black fungus infection in Nepal. Health Ministry says there is no new variant of corona infection in Nepal. And Nepal wins its FIFA World Cup qualifier match against Chinese Taipei. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has confirmed black fungus infection in at least 10 people in Nepal. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudil said out of 10 people infected with the black fungus, 8 have come in contact and remaining two are yet to be contacted. The infected are from Nepalganj, Birganj and Kathmandu. The infection is said to be linked with COVID-19 infection. The black fungus symptoms include fever, headache and chest pain, blocked nose, breathing difficulties, pain and pressure around the eyes, blurred or double vision. Patients may cough up blood and develop a blackish coloration around the nose. The preventable measures against the infection are wearing clean and dry face mask and gloves, washing hands regularly using sanitizers and cleaning nose with salty water. Meanwhile, a black fungus-infected man in Dhangari has died. Sethi Provincial Hospital Information Officer Dilip Kumar Shrestha confirmed the death of a 65-year-old man suffering from black fungus infection. The Ministry of Health and Population has denied any trace of Nepal variant of COVID-19. Issuing a statement yesterday, spokesperson of the ministry, Krishna Prasad Paudil, said the ministry's attention had been drawn by the recent news of international media regarding Nepal variant of COVID-19 and said there was no new variant of COVID-19 in Nepal. He said till now in Nepal, Alpha and Delta variants of COVID-19 were found and lately only Delta variant was active in the country. The ministry has also urged the media persons to verify the information from the authentic sources before publishing it and to be serious about the matter of public health. Likewise, the World Health Organization, WHO, has also said that there is no new variant coming from Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population yesterday reported additional 68,025 cases of coronavirus infection in Nepal. In its daily update of coronavirus infection cases, the ministry has stated that 81% of the infected people have recovered so far. In the last 24 hours, that is from yesterday, 5,904 people were recovered from the infection. Meanwhile, additional 75 corona-related deaths were recorded yesterday. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 7,630. The US government has announced to provide the COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal to various countries including Nepal under the COVAX facility. Around 25 million vaccines would be provided to various countries across the globe while the Asian countries including Nepal would receive 7 million vaccines. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli in a tweet yesterday expressed gratitude to the American President and Vice President for the US government's decision to provide vaccines to Nepal. The government of Japan yesterday provided 160 oxygen generators to the government of Nepal in order to tackle the second wave of COVID-19 infection. These essential medical equipment will be delivered to 58 hospitals around the country. As per the statement issued by the Japanese embassy in Kathmandu, the oxygen generators were provided to the government of Nepal in grant aid. Japanese Ambassador to Nepal, Kikutu Yukata, also pledged to provide highly equipped 25 ambulances to Nepal. Japan is one of the key development partners, an important friendly nation of Nepal. Province 2 Chief Minister Lal Babu Rawat has urged the federal government to amend the policy of exporting sand, pebbles and stones. Issuing a statement yesterday, Chief Minister Rawat said extraction of stone from quarry in Churie region would turn the province number 2 into a desert. He also said if the federal government did not correct the decision, the province number 2 government would take an appropriate decision to save the people in the province. However, the Finance Ministry has clarified that to implement the budgetary program only after assessing environmental impact. The report of the recently held by-election to the post of the Member of the National Assembly held in Lumbini Province was submitted yesterday to President Vidya Devi Bhandari. Assistant spokesperson of the Office of the President, Keshav Prasad Khimire, in a statement confirmed the submission of report on National Assembly by-election in Lumbini Province. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Wow, real mai chito.
Download ta jane fast.
Hey guys, ke cha testo fast?
Antisiko 4G.
Prastut cha Nepal's fastest 4G LTE advanced network ka saath.
Yo ta sathe nai fast rahecha.
Pachhillo pustakko NT4G LTE bina rok tok 250 Mbps sammako download. Saathai HD movies ko bharpoor maja. NT4G LTE sucharu garnaka lagi dial garnuhos *444# Nepal Telecom Rashtrako Sanchar.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Israeli opposition parties have reached an agreement to form a new government that would end Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year tenure as Prime Minister. Yair Lapid, leader of the centrist Yes Atid party, announced an 8-faction coalition had been formed. Under a rotation agreement, the head of the right-wing Yamina party, Naftali Bennett, would serve as Prime Minister first before handing over to Mr. Lapid. Netanyahu, however, attacked the new left-wing government as dangerous. Now some sports updates. Nepal has defeated Chinese Taipei 2-0. In the match played under the FIFA 2022 World Cup qualifiers, Anjan Bister and Nobuyuk Shrestha scored in the 3rd and 80th minute respectively to give Nepal the win. Olympic Tokyo 2020 president Seiko Hashimoto is 100% certain the Olympics will go ahead, but warned the games must be prepared to proceed without spectators in the event of a coronavirus outbreak. There are 50 days until the delayed Tokyo Games begins on 23rd July. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. America to provide coronavirus vaccines to Nepal under COVAX. Prime Minister Ali expresses gratitude. Health and Population Ministry confirms 10 cases of black fungus. One person dies of black fungus infection in Nepal. Health Ministry says there is no new variant coming from Nepal. Finance Ministry starts implementing discount and facilities announced in the budget, and Nepal wins its FIFA World Cup qualifier match against the Chinese Taipei. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.